prosecution is concluding its case in the trial of John Ella Muhammad, who's accused in the Washington, D.C. area sniper killings. Yesterday, jurors saw a full-scale model of the trunk of the 1990 Chevrolet that prosecutors say Muhammad and Lee Boyd Malvo used as a shooting platform. Today, Judge Leroy Mallette is expected to decide whether jurors will see the actual car. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
It was an unusual exhibit, to say the least. Prosecutors wheeled the rear end of a 1990 Chevy Caprice into the courtroom on a dolly, parking it before the judge's bench. An FBI expert testified he created the dark blue model last month with parts from a junkyard, cutting a hole in the rear of it with a hacksaw. Defense attorneys objected to bringing the model in at all. With jurors out of the courtroom, Peter Greenspun said there was no evidence that Dean Myers, the victim whose killing is the basis for the charges against Muhammad, was shot from the trunk of the car. Nor, Greenspun said, was there any reason to show the model to the jury except that, as he put it, it's real dramatic and makes a big splash. Commonwealth's attorney Paul Ebert argued there had been a lot of evidence about the trunk and that it would be helpful for jurors to see what he called an exact duplicate. Judge Leroy Mallette agreed, so the jurors were brought in, leaning forward in their seats to get a clear look at the model. Mallette also allowed prosecutors to play a videotape shot of the real car. In the tape, a police officer, selected because he matched Muhammad's height and weight, lifted up the rear seat back and crawled into the trunk of the Caprice. He then maneuvered a replica of the Bushmaster rifle into the hole that had been cut out of the rear trunk area and fired the gun. Under Greenspun's questioning, the police officer who made the tape admitted several items in the car at the time Muhammad and Malvo were arrested, such as duffel bags, were not in the vehicle when police staged their recreation. Prosecutors have been methodically building their case against Muhammad, and in the last few days they've been attempting to tie together the many strands of circumstantial evidence against the 42-year-old former soldier. Earlier this week, an FBI expert testified the chances that DNA that was found on the scope of the Bushmaster rifle belonged to anyone other than Muhammad were 1 in 46 billion. A fingerprint analyst testified Muhammad's prints were found on a computer carrying case. A cyber crimes expert testified to discovering a mapping program on a laptop computer found in Muhammad's car, with some of the shooting scenes marked with skull and crossbones icons, and in one case, a notation, "Good one." Yesterday, it was the firearms expert's turn. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives ballistics analyst Walter Dandridge testified that he was able to determine that bullet fragments from 11 of the Washington area shootings came from the rifle found in Muhammad's car. Jurors have seen numerous graphic photos of damage caused to the shooting victims. Dandridge testified that bullets fired by the Bushmaster had a muzzle velocity of 3,000 feet per second, which translates to approximately 2,000 miles per hour. Prosecutors have said they plan to take today and Monday to wrap up their case against Muhammad. Defense attorneys say it will take them 2 or 3 days to present their case before it goes to the jury. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Virginia Beach, Virginia.